WhatsApp voice note 072-827-3362. Rise and shine on the Sports Rise.
Rise and shine on the Sports Rise.
Every day, it's non-stop sport around the globe with Vision View Sports Radio.
Yes, sports conversations continue here on the Sports Rise on Vision View Sports Radio. We're about to switch gears now and talk all things women's football. We're joined on the phone line by South African National Women's League player and also Banyana Banyana goal scorer. Her name is Mpumi Nyande and he plays for JVW as well in the South African National Women's League. Good morning, Mpumi. How are you doing?
Good morning, I'm fine, and you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for making time to join us. We do really appreciate it. Firstly, Mpumi, let's dive right into it, man. I mean, the South African National Women's League is back and underway. What are your thoughts about getting back to the footballing action?
I would say we are here because, as you know, we love football. So we're happy to be back on the field. So, yeah. Very excited that we're playing football again.
How has it been, though, on the competition front? Because, as we know, for the very longest of periods, we had just the Sasol Women's League and with the introduction of the Women's and National League. A pity that they could not conclude it because of COVID. But how has the competition been just in the league?
I would say for us, the last time that we played in 2019, so it was tough for us to play again because we were playing Sasol League. So now we're in SAFA Women's League, so it's really hard for, as you know, we travel different provinces, so for us, we used to travel only Gauteng, so it's a challenging, but we manage because we have a lot of experience, so we manage to pull the hard work together. So yeah, I would say it's hard because lot of the teams we don't know them. We only know Sundowns, TT, UJ because we used to play with them in Gauteng League.
Yeah, listen, there's no making a mistake about it, Mpumi. Women's football in this country, and I suppose even in this continent, is not where it should be, maybe getting the development and support that it should. But maybe to that point, there's been a lot of improvements through the South African National Women's League. I saw a lot of good things happening, a lot of sponsors now becoming more aware. You've played football, women's football in this country for so long. Are you happy with what you saw when the league started? I mean, there was a lot of traction on social network, a lot of players and other stakeholders of the game getting involved on social media, you know, pushing the hashtag South African National Women's League. Are you pleased with and encouraged with what you're seeing so far?
Yeah, listen, I'm happy, and we're trending, I think, number one, if I'm not mistaken. It shows that a lot of people, they come to support women's football. So for me and for others, we are happy that there's people that are getting involved in women's football. So, yeah, I'm happy, and I wish they can continue and support us and get a lot of sponsors. Yeah, so that you can, I don't know, you can get paid or that, I'm happy. And a lot of talent. We have a lot of talent in South Africa. So, yeah, I'm happy.
Mpumi, you managed to get a brace in the previous encounter as JVW beat Golden Ladies. Let's talk about that. Do you believe that the team can put in a good fight to try and push Mamelodi Sundowns Ladies? Because as things stand, three teams are on equal points with just those 6 points collected. What do you think the team will have to do to pose the challenge to a team that has been dominating in women's football locally like Mamelodi Sundowns Ladies?
I can say we don't want to put ourselves under pressure because we are new in the league. So we'll take each game it did come. So we'll see where we're going to end up. But our target is top five. So we don't want to put ourselves under pressure that we won these two games and then now we're going to take the league. No, we'll take each game as it comes. So, sometimes we'll feel as that we are here now. So for me, we don't want to put ourselves under pressure so that we can say, we're going to take the league. No. We're going to, our target is top five. So, yeah.
Mpumi, the last time this competition was played, I think it was Rodam Laudzi who was top goal scorer with 38 goals. She's now left to go on to other things. It means there is a vacancy for whoever wants to take that mantle of top goal scorer for this new season. What are your ambitions? You've shared with us what the club wants to do, a top five place, but when you sit back and you think about it from a personal level, what would you like to achieve as a goal scorer?
I would say in the 2019 in Sasol League, I scored 50 goals, so I didn't put myself under pressure. Even now, I don't want to put myself under pressure, but I will help the team to win a game. So for me, if I can score each and every game, so I will be happy. I will never say I want to be a leading goal scorer, no. Maybe if I didn't score, I'll be upset. So I don't want to be upset. So I will take each game as it comes. So I'm working at training to score a lot of goals at training, so can boost my confidence when I'm going to the game. So I don't want to put myself under pressure. We'll see where I'm going to end.
Let's talk about the team that you're currently running, Mpumi. How are things coming along, and what are some of the things that you just like to achieve with this team?
Okay, we, as a captain, I achieve with the JVW, we won the Sasol League, so that was my first goal. So now my second goal with JVW, I want to see us to win a top five in SAFA Women's League. So if we can end up in top five, I'll be happy. I think even my teammate will be happy.
Mpumi, I wasn't asking about the JVW journey, but I am under the impression that you've started something in the community of Windmill Park in Boksburg, where you are almost helping youngsters develop football and all of those things. I think it's Top Stars or something of that sort?
Yeah, it's Nyandene Top Stars.
Please tell us more about it.
I started the team last year because they came and approached me to come and help them. So I'm happy helping them. We joined the league in Foslo. So we're currently sitting on 11th position, but I always tell them that it's not easy to play in the grass, and then after we train in the gravel, it's not easy. But I'm happy the progress that I'm doing in the community. So if I can see my boys, maybe two or three playing in maybe Sundowns or Pirate, or I'll be happy. But I'm trying my 11th best to help them. Even I don't have a sponsor, so it's difficult for me to help them. I'm helping them with what I have. Some of them, they don't have soccer boots. We don't have the balls. We don't have beeps, but we're trying to compromise what we have. So, yeah.
Mm. Listen, well, Mpumi, man, we must commend you on the good work that you're doing and helping over there at that club, and with what you're doing with JVW as well. It's commendable work, and we wish you all the best going forward in this season. We know it's a long season for you to play, a difficult season it will be, but we trust that when all is done, a light will be shone on you and your talents. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay. Okay, bye.
All right, that's Mpumi Nyandeni there, who plays for JVW. She's currently top goal scorer in the South African National Women's League, which started just a couple of weeks ago, so she's doing exceptionally well for herself. I must say, though, Paho, I have to say this. I mean, it's, it's you know, you kind of forget, right? Like, the fact that these women are playing at a national level for free. Like, it's
sad and harsh reality.
It's crazy. I mean, think about any work that you do, and you have to do it consistently. You have to put, you have to apply yourself. You want to be good. You have to put in an effort for absolutely nothing.
Imagine your anxiety levels as a parent when you have a girl child that is so passionate about football. And your biggest fear is go to school, go do this, get a qualification, go find work. This can be a hobby. But I think we've seen women that have been able to achieve greater things, the likes of Thembi Kgatlana, that are out there playing, Jermaine Seoposengwe, Janine van Wyk as well, the founder of JVW. So it's we're still at that stage where it's better to have a backup plan, and that's why we find your Hilda Makhaya, who balances out with the qualification from the Tshwane University of Technology. A lot of them now try to balance it. We have the likes of Refilwe Jane as well. Last time I checked, she was a master's candidate at TUT, and she has gone on to play for AC Milan out in Italy. So it's we need to change the situation, but like she said, you can't do that without sponsors.
Sure.
A couple of games have been shown on TV, but we still need the sponsors to put the money where it matters most and into the sporting code. But just a quick look at week two results, where we had a Golden Ladies that went down 2-1 against JVW. First Touch FC won against Ma Indies Ladies. Durban Ladies FC lost by 3-1 up against the defending champions, and Mamelodi Sundowns Ladies FC, Coal City Wizards. What a 5-goal thriller it was. They lost by 3-2 against the Richmond United. UWC had a slender lead, and that was what it boiled down to, a slender victory up against Thunderbirds Ladies, 1-0. University of Pretoria, or University of Johannesburg rather, beg your pardon, won 3-2 up against the Tsunami Queens, and Bloemfontein Celtic lost to TUT Football Club.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.